or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, g'day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. How you guys doing? Anyway, great. All right, I'm going to my phone. My mezzanette on the computer's down. Let's see here. Bear with me. Sorry. I really am sorry. It was working a minute ago. Somebody probably forgot to pay the Wi-Fi bill. Okay, here we go. I got ya. Currently, at Slapout, it's 50. Woodward, it's 56. Camargo, you're 59. Cheyenne's 57. Eric's 59. Hollis, 61. And it looks like the warm spot in the state is Tipton at 65. 63 at Hobart. 57 over there towards Fort Cobb. 55 degrees at Weatherford. So now I got to figure out what is wrong with my page. Anyway, figure out. I can't do no. Oh, got her working. I'm good to go. I'll have your. Looks like we all have a small chance of getting some rain this evening or early in the morning. I don't think there's but between a tenth, two tenths, or 200, one thousandths of a chance of a measurable rain tonight. So hopefully we do. A little rain will go a lot. Go a long ways. Coming up this weekend, though, get ready. Chance of rain and snow. Not very much. Hey, but we got chances back in the forecast. That's better than what we've had in the last 30 days. Nothing crazy went on the Clark Farm and Ranch yesterday that I know of. Got a bunch of feeding done. And that was about it. Yeah, had some good conversations today with people down at Hobart, people up Cheyenne. I got a lot done on the phone this morning. Let's check out what happened with the overnight. Markets were closed yesterday. They opened back up overnight. Wheat futures plunged in overnight trading amid calls for much-needed precipitations in parts of the southern plains this week. Soybeans and corn also were lower. Rain is expected in parts of the southern plains, including southwestern Kansas, the Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle, where hard red winter wheat is overwintering, and according to forecasts from the National Weather Service, mixed precipitation is possible in much of northern Kansas into southern Nebraska. It looks like they're going to have they got winter warnings going on up there. The southern plains has been extremely dry this growing season. Little or no rain has fallen in the past 30 days in a stretch of land composed of the eastern third of New Mexico, the western three-fourths of Texas, all of Oklahoma, and southern Kansas, according to the National Weather Service. About 84% of Kansas, the biggest producer of winter wheat in the U.S., was suffering from drought conditions as of last week, unchanged from the previous week, but up from 58% last year. You guys remember what it was like last winter. It was dry. Some 89% of Oklahoma is seeing drought conditions, up from 88% a year earlier, but down from 100% 3 months ago. The lack of recent moisture means this week's weather event will be important for crops in that area. The National Weather Service puts the odds of precipitation in the area of only about 20% today and 40% tomorrow. Another round of rain and snow is possible on Friday. Wheat futures for March delivery dropped 11.25 cents to $7.32.5 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures lost 11.5 cents to $8.32.25 a bushel. Soybean futures fell 9.75 cents to $15.18 a bushel. Soy meal was down $5.90 to $4.70.40 a short ton, while soy oil was up 13 cents to $63.19 a pound. Corn futures for March delivery fell 4.25 to 6.70 3/4. Vessels carrying grain and other agriculture products continue to move out of Ukraine through it seems like shipments last week were at their lowest since the Black Sea Grain Initiative. The agreement allowing ships to move mostly unfettered out of the war-torn country. Three ships sailed from the port city of Odessa carrying 52,000 metric tons of wheat, 67,000 tons of corn, according to the United Nations. From January 9th through February, January 9th through January 15th, however, volumes of ag products shipped out of Ukraine fell 20%. Since the beginning of August, when the agreement between Russia and Ukraine was brokered by UN, more than 17 million metric tons of corn, soybeans, wheat, and other farm products have been shipped from the Black Sea ports, according to the United States USDA data. Weather in our middle of the United States, where our main agriculture area is. Weather maps are lit up again this morning with winter weather stretching from Colorado into the northern plains east to the Great Lakes. A winter storm warning has been issued for the western half of Nebraska and much of northeastern Colorado and central Nebraska. Up to 10 inches of snow. I'll take that. That's an inch of water. With winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour, don't need that. So they're in a blizzard. Travel could be very difficult. Winter weather advisories are in effect until noon today and some parts till 6 this evening in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Another inch of snow has already fallen and road conditions are to be very slippery. All right, let's check out what our current prices are on grains. Kind of boring not hearing them prices yesterday, but they're open back up. So things have changed since overnight. Looks like everything is up and livestock is down. Even oil's going backwards. So corn March 681 up 6, May 679, July corn 669. Soybeans for March 1534 up over 6, May is 1533, and July soybeans 1531. Soybean meal for March, 480.60 a short ton. July is 458.70. Soybean oil for March, $63.69. May is $63.43. Hard red winter wheat, March, $8.55. It's up over 11. May, $8.49, up over 8. And oats for March, $3.70, up over 6. And May, oats, $3.66, up over 7. Cotton is up just a little bit. It's still in the 82-cent pound range, but it's not in the red today. March and May, both 82 cents a pound. When I come back, we'll talk some about livestock. And you guys all remember, Tuesday is the Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic Happy Cap Hour. And more on Dr. Taylor Mouse and her crew coming up later in the show. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Farming is the greatest family business in America. It's teamwork between fathers and sons, mothers and daughters. Generation after generation of families working together to provide our local area with the food we need to live and grow our local economy. We owe a lot to our local farmers and ranchers. We're proud to be your bank. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Together we grow. Online at fnbec.bank.
Is on the menu at Hudson Angus Farms. Their 10th annual bull and female sale is Saturday, January 28th at 1 p.m. at the farm west of Elk City. Selling 65 head of 2-year-old and 18-month-old feed intake tested bulls. Also selling 20 head of bred heifers and 16 head of bred second calf cows. To see the catalog and videos, go to their website, HudsonAngusFarms.com, or find Hudson Angus Farms on Facebook. The Hudson Angus Farms Spring Bull Sale, Saturday, January 28th. Lunch at noon, sale starts at 1 o'clock west of Elk City.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
Good afternoon, great stewards of land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, January 16th. 2,733 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 286 brought 251. 9 at 456 brought 213. 3 at 592 brought 195. 14 at 706 brought 179. 59 at 780 brought 179.25. 24 at 833 brought 178. 45 at 875 brought 173. 4 head of heifers at 318 brought 210. 6 at 453 brought 200. 12 at 549 brought 182.50. 13 at 648 brought 162, 8 at 667 brought 169, 10 at 687 brought 166, 40 at 743 brought 169.50. Butcher cows were 10 to 88, butcher bulls brought 60 to 104, bred cows were 650 to 1150. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. Grab your 13 dimes and a nickel.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, currently at the Gabe Gadget Mezzanite Center, it is 58.8 degrees. The winds are out of the south at southwest 8 mile an hour. Humidity's 42. I'll have your northwestern Oklahoma forecast coming up for you in the next segment. Let's get back to livestock. On the market this morning, February, live cattle, 156.55. We're down. We're in the red on all of them today, except maybe a few of the hogs. April's 159.62. June's 156.40. August is 156.67. Feeder cattle for January, 179.70. March is 181.47. Lean hogs, February, 78. 17, April, 88.45, and May, 96.50. That's your market. Oil today, crude oil out of West Texas, intermediate, 50, February, 79.80, March is 80.80. Natural gas, February, $3.60, and March is 3.26. Anyway, looks like everything's kind of quiet on the S&P, NASDAQ, and Dow. One's in the green, couple are in the red, but that changes back and forth. You want to melt down some of your wife's jewelry, gold's up pretty nicely today. It's $1,908.01 ounce, or however they measure the gold. But anyway, I'm sure some of your wives have got some gold that you can melt down. It'd be pretty handy. All right, at 2:25 this morning, I got my report from Brandon Hickey. And I know you guys heard Drew talking about it, but let's go over a couple of them. Looks like it might be down a few dollars in some and steady, but it's still a rock-solid market going on. Some in the 3 to 4 weights, there was some that come out of Briscoe steers, 235 per 100 weight. Some winged ones out of Childress in the 4 to 5 range brought 242, some 500. Non-wing out of Eric, 213 per 100. Some 600 weights, 632 out of Childress. Not winged, 192. And some 678s out of Mangum, 180. On the heifer side, still looking pretty good. I think the heifers and the cows and everything is going to stay pretty steady, if not skyrocketed one of these days, just because everybody's been culling cows and stuff. So we'll see how that goes about the next 6 months. Elk City, they was, let me see here. I'll try to get the good ones. Anyway, there was some weaned ones weighing 437. It was 205. And the five weight heifers out of Sweetwater's, 180 for some 510s. 172.50 on some 600 weights, so not too bad. At Elk City Friday, looks like the cows were bringing up to 85 cents and the bulls up to $1.10. Bred cows were bringing up to 16.75 and pairs were bringing up to 1600. Over here at Clinton yesterday, they're on I-40. They had almost 3,000 head, 2,733 head. Some four weights, 213. Some weaned ones weighing 513, 231. Some cutter bulls weighing 629, $1.74. 700-pound steers, 182. Was average. Weatherford, there was a nice group of 828 ones come in, buck 84. On the heifer side, but same thing has happened at Elk City. A lot of them in the 400-pound range were bringing over 200 bucks that were weaned 204, 204.50 heifers down here. In the bigger size, they had some 667-pounders, 169. They had some butcher cows yesterday bringing up to 88, butcher bulls 104, and they had some bred cows there. I don't know about the quality, but they was bringing 1150. So it looks like Brandon had a busy Friday and Monday yesterday. Didn't get much time off over the weekend. Loading them out Saturday at Elk and bringing them in at Clinton on Sunday. So anyway, good job, everybody. All right. Guess what else is going on today with Dr. Taylor Mouse? Let me bring this back up. I got too many things going on my phone since my computer went there. Today is Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic Happy Cap Hour. Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic is proudly serving all farmers, ranchers, and pet owners in western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, and is looking forward to continuing in 2023. They are excited to be a truly full-service mixed animal practice providing veterinary medical care, boarding, preventive herd health consultant, and medications to all species. With spring calving time upon us, we are able to provide assistance for calving emergency as well as any related problems that might arise. Also, it's time to start planning spring heifer AI projects, and it is, and nutrition plans to ensure your success. Wishing all of our clients and patients a great 2023 and looking forward to building new relationships as well. Call Dr. Taylor Mouse at 580-225-0200 to schedule a visit or for after-hours emergency service. And thank you, Dr. Mouse, for providing me with my hat I wear on Tuesdays on the show every day. Guess what else today is? It is Payday Tuesdays. And here's the report coming out from hay and forage grower for the past week on sales around the country. We'll start out with alfalfa. Looks like California and who else don't want to pick here? Washington, you guys are the big boys from price-wise. $450 to $470 per ton on premium, $355 on good. In Kansas, $246 delivered to $375 a ton on premium, $200 to $315 on good. Missouri, $180 to $300 on premium, $150 to $180 on good. And then in Oklahoma, $275 to $380 on premium. And then they have some $310 delivered on good alfalfa. Let's check on down here to our neighbor to the south and to the west, Texas, $330 and $460 per ton on premium delivered, both those delivered, $280 delivered, $330 delivered on good alfalfa. And, oh no, do they not grow any hay in Arkansas? Because they don't ever have them on here. So on grass, let's check this out. Let's see who's top end this month. It's usually Oregon, and it is Oregon again this month. premium grass hay in Oregon is bringing 410 to 425. That's just as much as good alfalfa. Iowa's 180 to 380. Kansas 140 to 225 on premium alfalfa. Minnesota's 160 to 245. Oklahoma, nothing available from sales last week on grass hay. Texas is 240 to 410, and that 410 being delivered. And then they're getting 130 to 350 delivered on their good grass hay. Anyway, all right, we come back. I will have your northwestern Oklahoma forecast for you, and we're going to talk about, I bet Sugar Baby over there at Dale High has drove a Farmall 856. And that guy that puts out these reports on all these tractors, I like reading his stuff. Well, he put one out on the Farmall 856. And when I was in Idaho summer before last, all those vegetable farmers, that's all they had was, and I'm not talking about a few of them, I'm talking about hundreds of them, still driving them today, the Farmall 856. Anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom backs, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
They're built better. They're tough. It's heavier steel, rubber flooring. They're framed in differently. Their tires come 18 ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a Hughes trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing, 303-4246.
Good afternoon, all you great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, January 13th. 1,846 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 286 brought 250. 9 at 456 brought 242. 4 at 491 brought 222. 15 at 617 brought 192. 10 at 654 brought 187. 16 at 663 brought 186. 4 at 678 brought 180. 5 head of heifers at 370 brought 210. 11 at 447 brought 190. 9 at 463 brought 192. 13 at 510 brought 180. 12 at 540 brought 177. 25 at 646 brought 168. 25. 12 at 668 brought 172.50. Butcher cows were 37 to 85. Butcher bulls brought 58 to 110. Bred cows were 850 to 1675. Pairs brought 900 to 1600. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your Livestock Nutrition Center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus, at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to the Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic. Happy Cap Hour today for northwestern Oklahoma. I've picked the big town of Cherokee. Currently there it's 54 degrees. Humidity's 52. The winds are out of the east southeast at 8 miles an hour. Wind gust up to 13. Today, 64 high, increasing clouds. Tonight, you have a 50% chance of rain showers. Tomorrow, 58. Winds out of the southeast, out 9 to 15. It's going to not be as breezy as it will be down here. Lucky you. Thursday, sunny, 54 high. Friday, 52 for a high. And the weather changes Friday night for you guys up there in Cherokee. And our chance of rain and snow, 30%. Lows will be 28 degrees. Saturday, 40% chance of rain and snow and 44 for a high. I think it goes backwards next week. Not terrible, but cold weather. It is winter. You know, it is January. Calving season's coming up. We don't want these hot temperatures for calving. I don't know what Mother Nature's thinking. So she probably heard somebody say that. So we're coming back to get them. All right. Got a couple things to talk to you about. Not only is the Hudson Angus Farms sale coming up January 28th, the 10th annual bull and female sale. They'll have 64 or 65 bulls and 20 bred heifers at the sale out here at Birch Ponderosa down here on the south side of I-40. But they're going to be in the studio Friday, and we're going to talk about their feed efficiency plans they got going and what makes their bull sale a great one every year. It was a huge success last year. Also coming up is the Roger Mills County Association 45th Annual Western Oklahoma All Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 4th, 12:15 at the Roger Mills County Ag Pavilion in Cheyenne. They got catalogs. I see catalogs everywhere. It's bright orange, OSU orange. They got, I mentioned some of them last time. I'll mention some more this time. Ackerson Farms is going to have some bulls in there. Jenkins Angus LLC is going to have some. 5D Cattle, Don Moeller. Lazy S Ranch, Mollet Angus. Newman Ranch, Chad. Circle M, big boy here in Elk City. He'll have some in there. Jason Brown, Chris Black. Black Hereford Ranch is going to have some. And, of course, the Sayre National Secret Weapon, Mark Boswell of Boswell Cattle Company, is going to have some in there. And Holcomb Hereford, and I'll mention some more next week. I promise to mention these guys once a week because they put an ad in the Penny News in the Jimmy's Bull and Female Calendar Cell. So, anyway, everything's going good. Okay, here we go. I've been meaning to do this for a week, and people ask. And there's legal ways and non-legal ways to sell beef off the ranch to people here. So I want to clarify this up a little bit. This is coming from Texas A&M AgriLife Extension on their law blog. And one common way that cattle producers enter into direct beef sales world is by selling a live calf to a consumer and then delivering the calf to a custom processing facility where it will be processed. They discussed this on a blog, Where's the Beef? Legal and Economic Considerations for Direct Beef Sales. This approach can be attractive to producers as it allows them to avoid many of the additional requirements that come when selling beef as opposed to selling the live animal. Here's an example. For example, if Bob in Dallas wants to purchase beef from the ABC Ranch located in Amarillo, if ABC Ranch wants to sell beef by the pound to Bob, the slaughter and processing of the animal would have to occur in an inspected facility since the owner of the animal, which is ABC Ranch, would not be the end customer. ABC Ranch would also need to deal with licensing, labeling, and additional insurance considerations as it would be selling beef. However, if ABC Ranch sold the live calf to to Bob prior to slaughter, then custom exempt processing would be allowed because Bob is both the owner of the calf now and the consumer of the beef. If Bob wanted to purchase less than a whole beef, the producer could sell the remaining percentage of the animal to another person. So long as this transaction occurs before slaughter, then the custom exempt processing option will be available. Many cattle producers are currently selling their cattle using their custom exempt method. Anyone doing so should have a custom harvest agreement they should use for each of these types of transactions. This agreement is simply a contract between the beef and producer and the consumer laying out the terms of the sale agreement. It need not be overly complex, but serves an important role in ensuring everybody is on the same page. I'm going to go through a lot of these because I've gone through some of these that didn't. I mean, it wasn't a bad deal. It always got worked out. And that's the reason why I'm talking about this today. So the way I sell beef is I sell it to Bob, if you want to call him, and he gets the calf. I drop it off at the processor. It's his from there on. And, you know, he deals with the processor, how he wants it cut, blah, blah, blah. It's legal to do that. But like they said earlier, if you start selling it by the package or the beef already processed, that's a whole different ball game, and you need to be certified and have lots of other stuff to go with that. And there's some people around here, a few people that can do that. Not everybody can. It's not legal in Oklahoma to do that unless you have all of your paperwork and your license. So here's a couple things if you're thinking about selling some beef off your farm to people to get processed. For obviously, name and contact information for both parties, the producer and the buyer. Description of the product being sold. How will the payment be calculated? Educational information. Who's paying for the processing fees? Obligations of both parties. Reselling or donating meat from the animal is prohibited. Make clear in a custom harvest agreement that the beef from this animal may not be resold or donated. This is based on the fact that any beef processed at a custom harvest facility may not be sold or donated, and the purchaser needs to be clear of that limitation. So in other words, if ABC Ranch sells Bob the calf, whatever, he gets it processed. From that on point on there, he's the one supposed to consume it. Can't sell it. And because if something happens, that one package of beef is bad, they're going to blame the producer, not the guy that sold him the beef. So anyway, be careful there. There's all kinds of things. So I'm going to clear some stuff up because this comes up with a lot of people selling beef off the ranch to process, to have it processed, and these people. First, be clear, the number one thing is, number one question is, how much beef am I going to get? Well, it depends on what you buy. So the way I do it is, I don't sell live weight, I sell hanging weight. It's hanging in there, and that's what you pay for after it's put to rest, and it's hanging in there, and they got the halves hanging. That's what you're buying from me, and it's so much a pound. All right. Under most circumstances, good beef will do somewhere between 58 and 62% hang weight from its actual live weight. When you have it, when it's processed, put in the packages, the box beef, you want to call it, it's the same thing. Anywhere from 58 to 62%. That's what you're going to get. So I got this chart that Monty Tucker sent me one, and so did Route 66. This shows you how much freezer space you're going to get with a quarter beef, or how much it needs, how much it will take up in a freezer with a quarter beef, and basically how many cuts of steaks and blah, 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 how many pounds of hamburger meat you're going to get. And it's all based off of a 1,300-pound calf. There's a lot of what-ifs when you purchase a calf from somebody locally is, what does it weigh? We don't know until you get it to the processor. We're just going to give you a guess. Anywhere from 12 to 1,500 pounds, you know, so your weight's going to vary. So you're going to get that. And when the processor will contact the consumer that's buying this, that bought the calf from the processor, and get you know, cut sheet and all that stuff. This has come up a couple times in the last 2 years with me. I'm not going to name any names because there's nothing wrong with it. They didn't know. If you are selling beef from your ranch, please inform your consumer the best of your ability what they're going to get. Earlier this year, I had a customer that wasn't mad or nothing, but wanted to know why they didn't get a full brisket with a quarter of a beef. Well, you only get a full brisket with a half a beef, so when you buy a quarter, you only get a quarter beef, so you're only going to get a half a brisket, if that makes sense. So there's all kinds of little things, and, you know, you can recommend to them how to get it cut. Best thing is just let them get it figured out how they want to get it butchered up, how they want to package. That way you don't get none of this, Bob told me that ABC said this and all that. So just be very proactive with the people, and any good processor is going to help you out with your sheet with questions. And there's a lot of questions going on. And whether you should do vacuum seal packages on your all your meat, or paper wrap, or just bagged, or whatever. So, you know, there's a lot of questions. So, but the main thing is, this is a reason why you don't buy packages of beef from a producer, is because in Oklahoma, especially, and it sounds like in Texas, you cannot buy packaged beef from a producer unless he's licensed to do that. And there's not that very, there's not that many licensed producers around here that can do that. There is some, don't get me wrong. So just be careful what, inform the customer. But my point is buy local, get it processed local. And you're getting bored over there now, aren't you? And I got an intern in here. And there's buy local, get it processed local. It's some of the best beef in the world, grown right here in Texas and Oklahoma. I took a couple quarters, I told you guys yesterday, one up to my sister and one up to her friend, and they already chowed down into it, and I've already got another full beef, two halves, to deliver to Kansas City in about 3 months. So that's how good that was. And anyway, when we come back, we're going to talk about the Farm All 856 and the U.S. hay inventory is not looking very good right now. So we'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We had commercial cattle, and as a commercial producer, you're always looking for a place to buy bulls that are going to work well for your program. And as we struggled to do that, we decided to raise our own. And so we started producing the traits that we were looking for to buy in bulls. Lori White, B&L Red Angus, blredangus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
Benji White, B&L Red Angus, blredangus.com. On Facebook, follow us at B&L Red Angus.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. And that's what we want. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference. Napa Auto Parts, 716 West 3rd, Elk City, Oklahoma. Napa Know How.
Our company is called Flow Fuel. We deliver fuel to farmers and ranchers around western Oklahoma. The typical gas station is like a 35 micron filter. We run 10 micron filters in all of our stuff. So when we load our bobtail and all that, we filter it through a 10 micron filter. I'm pretty prideful, and the last thing I want to do is hear that someone got water or dirt in their diesel and they had problems and burnt their motor up or something like that. That's the last thing I want to happen.
So how does your more stringent filtering, how does it help your customers save money?
Filters aren't cheap. Let's say over 3 years you change one filter, or in 3 years you change 10 filters. You know, I'm all about saving each penny, because that's all the pennies add up. That's where your profit is.
My name is Jamie Washburn.
My name is Daniel Bennett. Our company is called Flow Fuel.
Call 339-8111.
Call 339-8111.
DJ's Rentals and Sales in Elk City is celebrating 35 years in business thanks to you, their loyal customers. Bobby and Trish invite you to help them celebrate all year long. Stop by every chance you get. They look forward to seeing you. DJ's Rentals and Sales on South Main in Elk City, where they rent most everything and sell new mowers too. See all they have to offer at DJsRental.com. That's DJsRental.com. And be sure to check out their ad in each week's Penny News.
Mickey will go to bat for you. Anytime you've got a problem or, you know, a question, he's Johnny on the spot. If he doesn't know, he calls up higher to get it figured out. And we've got tractors insured, balers, combines, swathers, cattle, hay, home, anything you can think of, he's got it. And he's been called a few times. Mickey is really good about coming to see what you need. You know, he'll come to where you are to get your signature or go over something that he's run into a problem. You know, you can't beat that because we live 18 miles from his office. So it helps when he's willing to come to the house. He's done, you know, just whatever he needs to do, he'll be there.
I'm Jill Duresha, and I'm a farmer and rancher in Southwest Oklahoma.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, Jill, get up to the mic. You're about to go to sleep over there. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Jill Meadard is in the studio with me today. She was observing me, but she was starting to fall asleep. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, she just some breaking news for you guys. She's going to start helping me out on the show.
Yep.
We don't know. It just depends on how her school's going. It might be one day a week. It might be 2-3 days. She might be going out in the field and doing some work out there just to learn a little more about media and stuff like that. So you excited?
I'm very excited.
She wasn't a while ago.
A little nervous. There's a lot of buttons over there.
Yeah. Hey, should have been me starting out here. Excuse me. Well, anyway, I'm glad you're helping. Between you and Jancy, we're going to have a lot of fun with this show now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because Jancy pretty popular, and you was on here last week, and you are already hit the roof popularity-wise. Anyway, and I think your dad's excited, too.
Oh, yes, he is.
Yeah, so anyway, well, hang on a second. Let me do this Long Ranger. As a matter of fact, have you got the mezzanet up?
If it'll load.
Yeah, I know. You got the air temperature map up?
I can pull it up right here.
We'll have a little fun with this. So
there we go.
All right, so pick one of those numbers down there in southwestern Oklahoma and click on it.
There's so many to choose from.
I know.
It's a little overwhelming. Okay.
Who'd you get?
Apache.
Oh, you did? All right. What's their forecast? What's their temperature and stuff?
It is 61 degrees with a 40% humidity. The wind is pretty calm with only about 3 miles per hour. It's a pretty day in southwest Oklahoma.
Yeah, it is when the wind's not blowing. What's their forecast at the bottom?
Well, today it's mostly cloudy with a high of 67 and a low of 47 tonight. Slight chance of rain showers, but being in Oklahoma, I think we all know that that's a little predictable. You never know what you're going
to
get.
See, she's already asked to she's adding her flavor to the forecast.
Tomorrow it's looking like mostly sunny with a high of 63 and a low of 31 degrees when that sun goes down. The rest of the week it's looking like it's going to be in the 50s and mostly sunny with not really any rain chances and a little bit of gust of winds, but not anything crazy.
All right. Well, thank you. Okay, so I had a text during the break, and said, are you saying if I have a beef processed at a USDA-inspected processing facility that I can't sell the beef by the piece or the box? That's not what I'm saying. Exactly what I said was that if you're a producer out here and you're selling beef to people to eat, If you're not licensed, the only way that you can sell beef is to sell the beef to them, drop it off at the processor, and it's theirs from there on out. They pay for the processing. They have it done the way they want, blah, blah. Now, if you are at a facility that's USDA, like I said, inspected processing facility, and you, the producer, have a license to sell beef by the box or by the piece, then you can, but the producer also has to have the license. Monty Tucker is one of them right off the top of my head. Hickey Cattle over there at Sayre, at the ranch there, they have a license to do this. I don't have a license to do it, so I can never sell to you piece by piece. But yes, you can do that. With your question is, you can't sell your beef by the piece or the box, even if it was done at a USDA inspected processing facility, unless you have a license to do it. So I hope that clears that up. So where do I get the license from? My thing for you for there is call Monty Tucker. How's that? Call Monty Tucker and ask him. I'm not sure. I've never done it and never wanted to do it to get a deal, but I know he can do it. Monty Tucker can do it. The Hickey Ranch over there, Brandon and them guys do it over there at Sayre, and I'm sure there's a few others around here that can do it. I don't know the process, but you know what? I can find out and maybe get one of those guys to call in sometime one day and ask them how they did that, because I have no clue. Sorry, I can't help you there. I didn't go that far in my homework. Appreciate you asking, though. Okay, we got that over with. Okay, here is the U.S. hay barn is bare going into 2023, and I think we all know that. The annual release of the hay and forage data by USDA that defines the previous year hay production and year-ending inventories arrived in email inboxes last Thursday. I didn't get mine, but I got her today. The crop production and crop production annual summary reports offer a glimpse of the current state of forage industry and provide a gauge to measure hay market sensitivity to various production pressures. As in 2021, virtually all forage production metrics were down in 2022 compared to the previous year, with only a few exceptions. As expected, drought in the southern Great Plains took a significant toll in states like Oklahoma and Texas, right here where we're at. Overall, December first dry hay stocks hit their lowest point since 1954. Here's a deep dive into some of those numbers. The USDA makes its assessment of dry hay stocks in May and December of each year. Last May, spring hay stocks declined 18% or 3.7 million tons compared to the previous year. The USDA pegged December 1st, 2022 hay stocks at about 71.9 million tons, down over 7 million tons or 9% from a year ago. This puts the stocks at a level never not seen in the era of modern hay production and far below the levels seen during the first 10 years of this century. As might be expected, individual states vary in total amount and direction year over year. Texas is down 37%. Nebraska is down 35%. Colorado is down 32%. Oklahoma is down 29%. And even Georgia, down there where they get rain, is down 24%. On the flip side, believe this or not, North Dakota is up 57%. Oregon's up 53%, but they still got the highest hay in the country. Minnesota's up 50%. Arizona's up 38.9%. And lo and behold, South Dakota's up 31.8% in hay stock. And you guys remember what happened in South Dakota the year before last. They were coming out of their drought, and they were in that other list then. So it's a good turnaround. So the bottom line, the lower December hay stocks came as no surprise. It was just a matter to what degree. Overall, the level of U.S. December 1 hay stocks has dried nearly 24 million tons. Dropped nearly 24 million tons since 2016. At the same time, the U.S. also experienced a significant decline in the amount of dry hay disappearance between December and the fall in May. It's probably fair to assume that reduced stocks were driven more by the decline in grass hay inventories than of alfalfa. How about that? So, anyway, do you know much about hay?
Not much. I'm allergic to it.
Huh?
I'm allergic to most grasses in Oklahoma, unfortunately.
So you don't get to...
No. If it's cutting season, you can find me inside with some allergy medicine.
I can go with that. So,
yeah.
So you don't have to feed the hay then, do you?
Your No. That's not my job. That's my brother's job.
Oh, how old's your brother?
He's 15, about to be 16. Yeah. In my mind, he's still like 12, so.
Is he?
Yeah.
So you guys get along good?
90% of the time.
Oh, yeah? And yeah. So he does the feeding.
Yeah.
And you stay away from the hay.
I do usually stay away from the hay, especially if we're shredding it and it. Putting it out.
So you don't have to mow the yard?
Nope. No mowing the yard.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, you got it made.
I don't know about that.
So what do you, what's your chores on the farm?
I'm really good at driving our Ranger to put out buckets. Usually, I can't fill the buckets a whole lot. It gets a little dusty sometimes, so that'll get my allergies going. I can lift them and put them in the back of the Ranger, and then we drive around, pull up to the trough. We have one person in the back walking behind. They'll pour out the bucket of feed, and then we'll pull up a little bit, and then do the same thing until we're done.
You got the good job.
Oh, yeah. It's nice.
You have all black Angus, right?
Yes, we do. All black Angus.
And then you got some pretty ones, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because I see some along the highway down south of town there, on 152, right?
Yep.
And then you guys got another place over at Hex now.
Yep, we got that about a year ago, and we've got a few over there.
Still working on that, though, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, it's always a work in progress over there.
We talked about this last week, so we're going to talk about it again.
Oh, boy.
You're going to Stillwater.
Yes, I am.
College. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one. Yes. I got Jill on here. I'll go over. I'm sorry about the 8:56, and I'm going to do that tomorrow. It's going to take about half a segment to do it. And Jill's on here, and she was bored, and I want to wake her up. And so I'll do the 8:56 farm all tomorrow. Sorry about that. You going to Stillwater, and you're going to do what now?
I'm going to major in ag communications with kind of a focus on marketing.
And marketing is what all is in ag communications by itself besides just marketing? Is there different?
So ag communications is probably one of the more broader majors that you can major in at Oklahoma State. I mean, it's anywhere. You can literally get a law degree through ag communications. You can go from an ag communications degree to law school, which is bizarre to me because I'm like, I don't really understand that part of it. I'm like, I'm not real sure.
Maybe it's got something to do with this process.
Probably. I was looking up on it. I was like, I wonder how you can get a law degree from this. But you can be a photographer. You can go into advertising. You can go into marketing, journalism, broadcasting. I mean, it's limitless.
So you like photography, obviously.
Yes, I do.
And where's that going to take you after school?
So I really enjoy photography, portrait photography right now, but I really want to get into that Western lifestyle photography. Just taking pictures on farms and ranches and working for Western companies and agriculture companies to kind of tell their story about their company or their business. So I want to do that and to help the agriculture industry.
And that's going to... There's a lot of people that just realize they are allergic to hay.
Yes. Alfalfa, love grass. Oh, man. Don't even get me started on love grass.
Oh,
it's awful.
I'm not even allergic to it, and I don't even like love grass. So then you got, in this venture, is that, what kind of companies? I mean, for example, give me an example.
Okay, so for example, my dad works for an electric co-op.
Right.
So I could go and take pictures of kind of what their day-to-day life looks like in that company.
Out in the rural area.
Right. What are these linemen doing every day? So I could take pictures of them. They could publish them in a journal or a magazine or on their website so that they can send out basically their message to their not only employees, but...
But their customers.
Right.
Their consumers.
Yeah.
See what's going on. And we all know what they do, but it's cool to watch
right.
them, too.
Right. It's cool to see pictures or videos of, like, oh, this is what they're doing. Like,
right.
These guys work hard.
And then you can go out to these big ranches like, 4 Sixes. You know, it's huge.
Yes,
it's one of the biggest ranches ever. And they've got quarter horses going on. They got farming going on. They got oil field, their own oil field company on their own ranch.
Oh, I see them all over Facebook all the time.
So you can go out and take different pictures so they could relate these pictures with the different things.
Exactly. It's how they market their company, basically.
Right.
So it kind of goes hand in hand.
And then you get to do what you want, you like doing anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Say, how many pictures you want today, boss?
Yeah, just give me a number. I'll go get them for you.
Cool. Well, thanks for coming in and observing today.
It was fun.
And we'll see you guys tomorrow. And I promise you, I'll do the 856 article tomorrow. We got sidetracked. That's the good thing about my show. I can do whatever I want. Anyway, so Jill's going to be joining us. You guys have a great day. Today in Ag.